The parable of the wheat and the darnel follows from last week, the parable of the sower. But on this occasion we have wheat and weeds put together into the paddock, wild oats and oats. The symbolism is quite stark in the reality, in the world, in your families, in our parish, in the community. There are good and evil alike. There are people who excel and people who pull you down. There are people who are very holy and there are people who are tremendous sinners. That's the lot of this life. Note that the cause of evil or wicked people is not God, but human will, original sin. When you see your little brother or sister throwing food off their high chair at the age of 2 or 3, they're not really being naughty or wicked. They might be a little bit, but deep down is this inherent weakness caused by original sin. My way or no way. I don't feel like eating this. Splash. And away it goes. And we take it for granted that little children don't know what they're doing. But when an adult, someone who's mature and ought to be responsible, does something that's senseless against the law, it hurts others, like a drink driver who plows into someone's home and kills a family, or someone who deliberately lights a fire and burns someone's house down, to say, why does God let that happen? Why doesn't God stop people like this? Prevent them from causing harm? Why does God allow terrorists to roam throughout the world, blowing up people, driving their cars into innocent crowds? Where is God? Does he exist? If he does, why doesn't he stop this evil? Jesus gave us the parable, the wheat and the darnel, the weeds and the wheat. The good and evil shall be allowed to grow side by side. I repeat, it's not the cause of evil. Human will is. But why does God allow it? Because we are not yet there. We want a perfect world. We want a perfect family. We want a perfect parish. Well, sorry, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a perfect family or a perfect marriage or a perfect priest. It doesn't exist because we're not yet there. Heaven shall be perfection. In this world, the wheat and the weeds remain. In other words, we have a desire for everything to be sorted, yet we have not yet arrived. We're wanting heaven on earth, and that's part of the problem. So our Lord says, let it be. At the end, I'll sort it all out. The wicked shall be punished. The good shall be rewarded. There is a heaven, there is a hell. Leave it be until that time. Of course, that's very hard when we see so much evil. But we can do our bit. By struggling against temptations, by seeking to live a good life, we can, by good example, inspire others. There's three reasons why I think God allows evil to exist among the good, and it all begins with P. Three words, and easy to remember: prayer, perseverance, and patience. Those are the three fruits of living with evil people. Firstly, prayer. When we see something that's terrible that happens in our midst, often we pray. When things are going well, we're in our comfort zone, there's no issues, we don't really connect with God. He's there, but there's not that need of him. In adversity, when the ship's going down, the plane's plummeting, we get on our knees, we find those rosary beads. Where's the priest? We want God urgently. So evil, adversity, when it strikes, causes us to turn to God in prayer. And we pray much more. The second P is perseverance. When we're having to put up with someone who's very annoying, someone who's very difficult, might be a three-year-old, it teaches us to persevere, to keep on going, not to give up on them and not to give up on ourselves. We'll get through this next hour. The car's broken down. We're meant to be there. Don't worry. Something will happen. It makes us persevere. People give up too easily today. They give up on each other, they give up on their work, they give up on their marriage. Perseverance is what's needed. It's also called steadfastness. Holding on. When the good get going, they go all the way. And we're meant to be tough, resilient, not to be fickle or flimsy, but steadfast. Hold on. Don't give up. Perseverance is required to maintain the virtue of hope, and no one's in heaven without hope on earth. Which reminds me of the great saying of Mother Teresa, we're not called to in this life to be successful, but we are called to be faithful. Faithful to your vocation, faithful to the lot in life that God has given to you. Success belongs to God, not us. You might be a failure at most things, successfully speaking, in other words, things that don't work. Be faithful, because fidelity is what matters at the end of life. Successes come and go with the weather. The last P is patience. Prayer, perseverance, patience. I often go into nursing homes and the elderly need much patience. They need it with the staff. They need it also with themselves because they used to be able to pick something up with their hand and now they can't. Because of perseverance. They'd like to walk to the fridge, but they stumble because their legs don't work as well as they ought. Patience is something we all require. We all need to be patient with each other, and especially with people who aren't doing the right thing. Pray for them, but be patient with them, simply because God is patient with us. Think about your life, where you've been, what you're doing now. How many years has he been waiting for you? And then eventually you came back. Well, if God can wait for us and be patient with us, surely we can be patient with those idiots, fools, stupid people that make our life so difficult. Behind all these three P's remains the reality that in adversity, virtues flourish. And all the saints in heaven are there because they struggled with adversity and overcame it by becoming holier. Think of St. Joan of Arc. She's a great saint because she had adversity. She had to struggle to win the war. Think of St. Francis. He had to struggle against a world that was bent on luxury and comfort. Or St. Martin de Porres. Or Maximilian Kolbe. He struggled against the adversity of evil in the Nazi regime, especially in a prison camp. And because of that struggle, he overcame them, their hate, with his love, and became a great martyr, a saint for our difficult times. So all the saints give us a great example of how they, when confronting evil in another person or a situation or difficulties that came their way, employed virtues. And those virtues made them holier and therefore blessed now in heaven. So therefore today, on this day, when we think about the weeds, perhaps in our family, our community, or in society at large, pray for those people. Don't give up on them. Persevere in your own virtue and remind yourself that this is a call to holiness. By my virtue and good living, I might just inspire them, but nevertheless, most of all, I will come closer to God. We ask the saints to help us, never lose heart, but to see the big picture that this world is imperfect and perfection in God awaits us in the life hereafter.